Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. I'm going to ask you the question, what can you accomplish in 27 days? Some people train for a marathon. Others take up a new hobby. The White Paper? We built a research engine that's already shaking up finance, compliance, and economic policy. In that time, in that 27 days since the White Paper first launched, we didn't just ask questions. We built answers. We created solutions, not theories, but verifiable, actionable solutions that regulators, institutions, and policymakers can review. We built equations where none existed, created models that governments could use, and tested ideas that the financial world hadn't even caught up with yet. So let's just take a step back and ask, what does that mean? What did the White Paper actually accomplish? I respond to you, I'm going to let the numbers speak for themselves. 4 groundbreaking thesis papers, 1 per podcast, was written, providing empirical evidence that proves our solutions. 4 white papers, 1 per podcast, translating the research into policy solutions. 18 original mathematical equations, new economic models built from scratch, 5 software programs, prototypes solving real problems in the financial and compliance world. 12 Ivy League universities engaged, including LSE, Chicago Booth, MIT, Oxford, Harvard, and even Cambridge. 86 top-tier economists, hand-selected by me as the economics dream team to vet these findings. 30 major news media outlets were contacted, 17 government agencies reached, and 81 cups of espresso consumed, which equates to 324 shots of espresso, because at this rate, the White Paper is fueled by research, innovation, and frankly, a concerning amount of caffeine. And now, all of the equations created by the White Paper are stored across multiple repositories globally. And now in 10 days, we're launching a private repository, and it will be Amazon's first known living book of mathematical equations and code. Here's how it works. For $1, anyone can access it. Amazon Kindle Unlimited members, you can re-download it for free an unlimited amount of times. And every time the White Paper creates something new, it gets added to the repository. This link is in the podcast description. This ensures that as the White Paper continues solving problems, the world has permanent access to these solutions. And on March 22nd, we're taking it even further. The White Paper will be launching a new book, The Code. So what is The Code? It's a how-to guide on using the software designed so that any individual, anywhere in the world, can build upon the technology and create something even greater. Now, the white paper isn't just about solving today's problems. It's about laying the foundation for the future. So let's break down the research. Really get to the root of everything. What did the white paper solve? Episode 1 was, why should the future of money be asset-backed and deflationary? The problem that was presented, can the U.S. dollar survive long-term, or do we need a financial system built on something stronger? Well, the white paper had the answer. In the thesis paper, The U.S. Dollar in Crisis, and the white paper, The Asset Backed to Digital Currency as a U.S. Dollar Successor, provided the empirical proof that an asset-backed digital currency, or an ABDC, it's not just viable, it's the most probable replacement for fiat currency. What kind of impact did this have? Well, it created a viable roadmap for transitioning from fiat to ABDCs, which is backed by historical modeling, stress tests, and policy frameworks. This is something that's never been done before. So then on episode 2, did institutions kill Nakamoto's dream? The problem, can Bitcoin be manipulated? And if so, can it be weaponized as an economic attack against a nation? What was the white paper's answer? Well, the economic bomb thesis was created, exposing how institutional control over Bitcoin can be used as a financial weapon. So our solution, we created new equations built from the ground up, proving that institutions can manipulate Bitcoin markets with real-world historical comparisons to traditional economic attacks. All this research came from the thesis paper, The Economic Bomb, and the white paper, The Bitcoin Contagion. Did we bring the problem without an answer? Absolutely not. Instead of stopping at proving the risk, the white paper built a new global benchmark for digital currency risk assessment and an early warning system for institutional Bitcoin manipulation. Oh, but we didn't stop there. We went on to episode 3, proof without exposure. What was the problem that was presented in that one, you say? It was, how do we ensure financial compliance in a way that protects privacy instead of sacrificing it? The white paper's answer? The research found that no banking industry standard for blockchain-based compliance existed yet. So what did we do? We built one. New mathematical models were created to integrate zero-knowledge proofs, or ZKPs, into AML, which is anti-money laundering, and KYC, which is Know Your Customer regulations, allowing for full compliance without exposing private financial data. So did we bring the problem without the answer? And again, I say, absolutely not. We built an entirely new cryptographic banking model that solved the $100 million plus problem of financial data breaches while maintaining compliance. So then what did we do? We moved on to episode 4, preventing the next 2008 crisis is what it was. The problem was, how do we prevent the next Lehman Brothers style collapse? And you know what's going to be next? What was the white paper's answer? We created new predictive risk assessment models capable of detecting financial instability before it happens. Did we bring the problem without an answer? Absolutely not. The white paper's research provides real-time warning system for traditional markets and crypto assets alike. So Nick, what's next for the white paper? That's a great question. So March 21st, the white paper solves crime. March 22nd, the code launches. Next podcast after that, we take a look, a deep dive at Medicare and Medicaid. How can we solve that? We already have the solution. Then what's next after that? We take a deep look at the issue that every American adult has at about 8 a.m., 9 a.m. every morning is how do we get to work on time? How do we go on the date with our wives and our husbands? How do we make it on time? Can I tell you? Emerging tech has a solution here at the White Paper. And then after that, we're pulling back the curtain. The future of autonomous vehicles. We're just getting started. We started by solving financial instability. Now we're tackling crime, healthcare, and infrastructure. We begin again on the 21st. Every 7 days, we deliver new solutions, tested, provable, and ready for implementation. Did we bring the problem without the answer? Absolutely not. The White Paper doesn't just report on the future. We build it. And on March 21st, we show you what's next.